Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Library Board renews discussion of collection development policy again after just passing new changes in July. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On the agenda for the Campbell County Public Library Board meeting on Monday evening was a familiar topic, the collection development policy. Former Chair Sage Bear proposed a change to the newly adopted policy to include the definition of sex act in the section outlining the policy for protecting children. Bear said she got the verbiage from Iowa state law. Board member Charlie Anderson asked if the term sex act was in the policy, which Bear responded forms of the term are used, pointing to the term sexually explicit, which currently is. Anderson expressed his concern over making changes to the policy when it had just been adopted. He said the policy hasn't even gone into effect yet due to the recent appointment of the interim executive director, Brandy Elder, who told the board the policy can't be enacted until an official director is hired. He said he believed the discussion was premature. Bear told the board she believed it was time to work on it while searching for a new director. She said the board has the authority to say what they want their collection to look like. Quote, we have a right as a library to decide what we want. She went on to say,
now once we get information in our library, it is hard to remove it. But we can set the parameters of what we want our collection to look like. And so we can say we don't want our collection to have sexually explicit material for minors. And that is legally robust.
Anderson questioned where Bear got her legal opinion, to which Bear said, I have lawyer friends from all over. The challenge policy, which has also been a hot topic for the past couple of years, was also brought up during the discussion. Anderson said it was there for people to challenge books in the library, and that would be the proper outlet to remove a book if the board deemed it necessary. He said it's also a way to remove content while protecting the First Amendment. Member Darcy Lyon chimed in to reiterate that she doesn't want books to be removed, just moved to a more age-appropriate section of the library. Anderson said he believed that this should be a discussion with the new director, to which Bear said she wants it in place for the new director, to which board member Chelsea Collier agreed. Anderson insisted he wants to see exactly how she wants to amend the policy and have the language outlined for a future meeting. Chairman Chuck Butler replied that is what the discussion was about to get the conversation started. After a 30-minute discussion, Collier suggested that she would put together some language the board could review before moving forward with any changes and move to table the issue to the next meeting or workshop. During public comment, a recent opinion piece written by an editor at the Gillette News Record became a point of contention. Citing specific language in the editorial, one citizen, Ed Sisti, touted the piece as lies being spread by the media. Sisti expressed his disdain for the editorial and what he described as, quote, gaslighting and misrepresentation as to the motivation of people wanting to move what they deemed as sexually explicit content for minors, saying their agenda is not about hatred or the LGBTQ plus community, but only to protect children from harmful content. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.